I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Western Carolina University political scientist Dr. Chris Cooper. Chris, as always, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, Matt.
So let's look at a couple of the takeaways from Tuesday night's runoff, and one is just the sheer size of Madison Cawthorn's victory, 2-1 margin. Him winning wasn't necessarily a surprise, especially for those of us here locally who saw what his path to victory might be, but I don't think anyone could have expected the size that he won this by, 2-1. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, no, this was a resounding victory, and even that is probably an understatement. So he beat Linda Bennett 2-1. He beat Linda Bennett in her home county of Haywood County, which I think we didn't see coming. And as a matter of fact, he won every county but one that's in the 11th Congressional District. And the one county that he did not win is not even completely in the district. So this is as close to a sweep as I think you can get. It's surprising just the size of the victory. It's also surprising because, of course, he came in second in the first primary. Linda Bennett did, in fact, garner more votes than him in the first primary, a little over 75% of the time. First primary voters win in the second primary. That did not happen here.
Give us some of the reasons for the flip, and what voters in particular was Madison Cawthorn bringing to his side in Tuesday's runoff?
You know, I think he did two things really well, and he needed both of those to win. First, he increased turnout amongst his base. So as we were watching the early vote come in and the mail-in vote come in, it looked like his geographic bases, places like Henderson County, were turning out in very large numbers. And so that was a good sign, but that by itself wasn't going to be enough. So if you sort of figured out, okay, what happens if all of the other voters break evenly, even the turnout wouldn't have helped. So what really mattered is he flipped other voters. He certainly flipped some Bennett voters, but I think more importantly, he flipped a lot of the Jim Davis voters. So the westernmost counties in the district that went for Davis in fairly big numbers in the first primary, they were the big question mark here, and they broke for Cawthorn, and they broke for Cawthorn overwhelmingly.
Just looking ahead to the fall, there obviously was some discord within the Republican Party during this primary because of some of the actions that the Bennett campaign took, plus really how the whole thing started with Mark Meadows retiring a day before the filing period ended, and then Linda Bennett announcing her campaign just a few short hours later. Will any of this discord and rancor exist in the fall?
You know, I think if there's one thing last night taught us, it's that it is unlikely to exist in the fall. This was a resounding victory among a Republican electorate. So although I think it appeared to be a very divided primary ahead of time, it didn't appear that way last night. It looked like the Republican Party in the 11th Congressional District is behind Madison Cawthorn, about 2-1. And so that is that's a pretty big wind behind his back going into this general election.
One last question about the runoff before we start looking more ahead to the fall, and that is there was a lot of discussion about mail-in voting in this particular primary because of the pandemic and what this might foreshadow coming in the fall. What were the final numbers on mail-in voting for this runoff, and does it tell us anything about what we might see this fall if people have to vote through mail-in ballots because of the pandemic?
Yeah, so there was a whole lot of discussion about this, and I think the idea was because the first primary came before COVID-19 hit in a big way, and the second came, of course, afterwards, that this is kind of a perfect test case to see, do people really choose the mail-in option in bigger numbers? And the answer is sort of yes, but. So in the first primary, about 1.3% of all of the ballots accepted were by mail. In the second primary, or the runoff, a little over 3% of the accepted ballots were by mail. So it's about a 300% increase. On the other hand, I've seen these predictions that we could be seeing 30 or 40% of the vote be by mail, and we don't really see any evidence of that. So I think looking forward to the fall, yes, increased mail-in. Yes, mail-in will be important, but it's unlikely to be these astronomical numbers that some had predicted.
All right, so looking to the fall, the 11th District does have different lines for the 2020 election for the term that would start in January of 2021. It is still a leans Republican district, as you have said many times. So now that we have the matchup between Madison Cawthorn and Mo Davis set, What's the prognostications right now on June 24th?
Yeah, I mean, I think the district is still it is still a lean Republican district, right? So we've got about 57% of the people in this district who voted for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. At the same time, as we learned last night, there's a reason that we have these elections and we don't just go off prognostications. And Mo Davis is, you know, likely the sort of best qualified challenger that the Democrats have had since Heath Shuler won this seat many years ago. So it leans Republican, but it is by no means a guarantee that Madison Cawthorn will be the next member of Congress in this district.
And lastly, the person at the top of the ticket is really the person that I think a lot of people is going to be driving their voting patterns this fall, and that is President Donald Trump. He did endorse Linda Bennett in this runoff, and she lost. Going forward to the fall, how much will Donald Trump have an impact on the North Carolina 11th Congressional District?
You know, I think the conventional wisdom is always that the economy is the most important issue on any ballot. I think Donald Trump is probably the most important issue or factor in this ballot, in this race, in this particular year. I don't think that the runoff means that Donald Trump is not popular amongst Republicans in this district. After all, Madison Cawthorn, in his campaign materials and even in his acceptance speech, gave a nod to President Trump and said he is a supporter of President Trump. So I think we should not mistake Madison Cawthorn beating Linda Bennett to think that that means that Donald Trump is less popular in this district. I also think that Mo Davis will certainly use the unpopularity of Trump amongst many in the district is kind of a wedge issue, and he's already doing that certainly in his Twitter and Facebook and in his public appearances as well.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think the other thing that could happen moving forward is a lot of us have been speculating about what the governor might do with this seat in the meantime. So right now, we, of course, do not have a member of Congress from the 11th Congressional District. Once Mark Meadows stepped down from his seat, the governor has not issued a writ of election. And so some folks have speculated that he might wait until after the second primary and that he might actually stick another election on the ballot in November. And so I think that's one thing to pay attention to in the coming days.
Great. Chris Cooper, as always, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah, enjoyed it, Matt. Thank you.